So I'm here with Davo after a 3-1 away defeat at Aylesbury United. Davo, a bit disappointing after such, I say a good start. They did put you under some pressure for 15, 20 minutes, but you broke away on your first counter and you scored. And you must have thought after a hard start or a difficult start, you'd maybe weathered it and coming back into the game.
I think that's a fair assessment. I think they were, you know, well on top for 15 minutes or so. Didn't really get out of the blocks. I mean, I guess you can put the excuse that it was a bit of a, you know, it's a long old journey up on a midweek and stuff. Lads were rushing out of work. There was a few running late and stuff like that. But we didn't really get out of the trap. So, and it was but for some good last ditch defending. We sort of stayed in the game. And then, to be fair, what a quality goal we scored. Dan Williamson's burst down the wing, put a lovely ball in, Chalky stooped and headed it in for a great finish. And really, really good start. But it was a good start, wasn't it?
And very good start. And then the game sort of carried on in that vein, really. You had another couple of very good chances. I think Dan again made a run down the right, cut it back, and Scotty had a very good chance.
Yeah, he had to score. I think if that goal goes in 2-0, it's a comfortable night for us. But as it happened, it didn't go in. And eventually, you know, I thought we sort of closed most of our attacks down. And then a bit of a scrambly shot, a deflected shot, and it's rolled across the line and the lads tapped it in. Quite a bit unfortunate from our point of view, but maybe we didn't follow up enough. And it's 1-0 at half-time. It's probably a fair reflection in the end, really, at half-time.
And again, that makes it a difficult half-time team talk. I said that to you on Saturday with the Histon game, and it must have changed your mindset or changed maybe some of the things you were going to say at half-time today.
It did and it didn't. I mean, I didn't think we played particularly well, particularly early on, and we told them that. We tweaked one or two things. I thought a few issues with their formation were causing us a problem, and we changed it slightly. And I thought by and large we were a little bit better second half. I think the draw was a fair result today, to be honest. I'm sure we'll go on to what transpired for the rest of the night.
Yeah, and second half started similar to the first half. They put you under pressure for sort of 5 or 10 minutes. You weathered that pressure, started to look lively and create a couple of your own chances. And then a naive piece of defending gives away a silly free kick. And then they end up scoring from not a free header, but he's ghosted off his man and he's headed one in at the back post.
Yeah, it's a poor goal. I mean, we're quite a big side now. I think we are a big side, in fact. And to concede from a set piece disappoints me. Relative free header and soft goal, really.
And then I think the next part is probably the bit that I'm still trying to get my head around watching the game. And I say that because you had a really good 10-minute spell where you created several chances, the half chances, and really tested the keeper. And then you get a corner. I think you self-whipped it in. I think it might have been Ben White or Chalky again with the header, and it crosses the line. I think their lad nods it past further into the goal, and someone hooks it out from pretty much touching the net, and it's not given.
It's abysmal, to be honest. You're right, we had a good spell. I thought it was our best spell of the game. We played really well at that point. Kept them penned in, and they couldn't get out, and it was wave after wave. And I took the corner, so I was on the line. It's gone a foot and a half, 2 foot over the line. It's just a horrific decision. I looked over, and the linesman was, he was 10 yards out. I mean, it's a corner. Why aren't you on the goal line? It's gone over the line. It's blatant. I mean, their players have even said it's gone well over the line, and it's just a horrific decision. People probably, if they listen, will think, I listen to Davo giving the old excuses and all that. Anyone who was there, I mean, all the committee and some of our supporters who were there, they're mortified by the decision as well. I just don't know how they've done it, to be honest.
And then shortly after that, I think it might have even been yourself that whipped another ball in.
Yeah.
And Chalky's about to nod one in, and centre-half comes
ploughing
through the back of him.
He was hauled back, he was in, he was hauled back. A blatant penalty and a red, isn't it? You know, I don't know if that's the rule now, actually, to be honest. But in the old days, the old penalty and a red card, he was in. You know, it's blatant. Wasn't given, to our amazement, especially after what had happened with the goal over the line. And they must have known that they'd given something dodgy by our reaction. And you've got to give credit to my lads. You know, we didn't get a booking from that. No, you know, there was obviously astonishment at the decision, but we didn't go overboard with it. I don't know how, to be honest. I don't know how I didn't. I know our bench as well, you know, were mortified by the decision, but we didn't. And like I said, he must have realised that there was a dodgy decision and gone on with the one over the line. You know, to even, you would think he would even it up, so to speak, by giving it, even if he thought it was a slightly dubious one. But it isn't even a dubious penalty. It's a blatant penalty, and he hasn't given it. And just to add insult to injury, you know, it's gone up the other end, and probably a softer version of what had happened. Certainly, definitely a lot softer version. And he's given a penalty to them. I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm not going to lambast the referee any further than I have. He knows he's cost us a point. I've told him he's cost us a point. Does he care? I'm not sure he does. In fact, I know he doesn't. He thinks he's had a good game. I'm sure if there was an assessor there, they'll tell him they've done really well. And I can't say too much on an interview like this about it, but it's a bad performance, isn't it?
It's a massive mistake, two massive mistakes, and I appreciate that you can't say too much, but watching the game and reporting on the game, I can say it. And they were three very, very poor decisions. And I think in the game now, it's all right if you don't give one, providing you don't give the other and you're consistent. But when you don't give one and give the other...
It's the consistency of it, you know. And like I said, their penalty was softer than the one they didn't give us. And, like, how can he give that and not the one at the other end? I can go on and on about it, and I'll get myself into trouble. I'll say things I shouldn't, but I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed with bits of our performance. Some of it was good, some of it wasn't great. We're still missing Rob Carr, you know, and it's killing us. We need him back. He's back soon, and I'm looking forward to that, because he's an X-factor player. One, you know, better than anything that's on the pitch tonight for them in an attacking sense, for sure. And when we get him back, I'll be excited about it, because we'll have other options. But for now, we got to keep going. I've been pleased with the performances of the majority of the players. You know, they've all put a relative shift in. We haven't clicked yet. You know, 4 points is a mediocre start to the season. It's a point a game, four from four. You know, we're in the lower third, mid third of the table. I'm not happy with it, really. We need to be better than that. I think we are better than that, but results don't lie generally, although I think it did tonight.
And you've got another massive game coming up on Saturday in the FA Cup, and not really the start you would have wanted going into that game, or the preparation you would have wanted going in. Does it change your mindset at all for Saturday?
No, it doesn't. I hate the old Wednesday games. You know, I appreciate this lot. Maybe it's because of Tame playing on a Tuesday. I don't know. I just don't think... I think every team should play on the same night, but, you know, I can moan about that. We got to now prepare for Yate. We've got a coach for it. We never have that, so... For once, we don't have to make our own way. So hopefully that'll help the lads, and we'll look forward to it. You know, I've seen stuff on the Yate forum about their budget. You know, talking about how the hell can they put a team out for £1,000 a week? I mean, I would dream about £1,000 a week budget, and they're moaning about that. So, you know, they're going to have a half decent side. You know, we've seen them; they're not bad at all. Results have been a bit harsh on them, and that. You know, it's a difficult place to go. It's a big old pitch. I think that will suit us, but, you know, we're going to have to go there and pick our heads up and be ready for it. I know we will be. I'm excited about it. I'll get over the disappointment of tonight, and then we'll roll on to Saturday, and fingers crossed we can have maybe a bit of luck in that.
Well, unlucky tonight, and all the best for Saturday.
Thank you, mate.